こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、アメリカの大手スーパーターゲットは、おもちゃ、寝具、DVD などの売り場において、男の子用、女の子用などの男女別表示を段階的に廃止することを決定しました。商品をあえて男女別に分ける必要性がないと判断したためのとのことです。商品が見つけにくくなるなど批判の声もありますが、一方でターゲットのような大きな企業が性別における中立性を率先して採用していることには称賛の声も多く上がっています。
American supermarket Target has decided to do away with gender qualifiers for its products. Toys will no longer be labeled or categorized as being for boys or for girls. Target made this decision, stating that such labels are unnecessary. While some have voiced criticism, pointing out that it will make finding products more difficult, Target has decided to take the initiative with this gender-neutral policy.
So.ターゲットって、まあ、アメリカに住んでる人だったら多分誰でも知ってるような大手のチェーンの まあ、スーパーっていうか、なんていうの、
It's like Kmart or
ウォールマートとか Kmart とかみたいな感じ、
yeah.
で、なんか最近この性別の中立性、Gender Neutrality、かなりあの話題になってるよね。アメリカの政府もなんだっけ、ウェストウィングの隣の建物かどっかでトイレをもう男女で分けないっていうことにしたりとか、
Like、for a single person or like larger restrooms are、gender neutral.
What do you mean?、
Single? Like there aren't people standing at urinals in a gender neutral restroom, right?
あ、そうそう、多分そう。なんか私前ドイツの会社に出向した時に、そこあのトイレが男女共用だったんだよね、
うん、
でなんか日本と違うから音姫とかもついてないし、音が丸聞こえになっちゃうから最初ちょっと、あ、なんか恥ずかしいなって思ったの。でも慣れちゃえば別にどうってことないよね、そんなのみんなおしっこするし、そうそうそう、当たり前、
yeah.
そう、なんかまあこの例えば人形は女の子が遊ぶものとか、車は男の子のものみたいな、そういう決めつけを防止するっていう、うん、で最近さらにその性別に関しては性別的にグレーゾーンがあるっていう感じになってるじゃん。
You know, parents kind of try to、force their children to like one over the other. Or if your kid is a boy and he's playing with like Barbie or something, it's like, oh my god, he's like definitely gay. Or it's just a phase. But either way, it's not really like considered normal.
そうなの。ただその普通っていうのが何なのかっていうのがもうかなりぼやけてるから、でそうやって何お店とかでさ、バービーは女の子用ですって言っちゃうと、逆にじゃあバービーで遊んでる男の子がいじめられたりとか、まあそういうことにも発展するわけで、別にどっちでもいいじゃんみたいな、あの男の子でバービーで遊んだっていいじゃんみたいな。でさらにその最近いろいろさ、まあネットとかもあるし、こう男女って分かれてない人たち、その性がどっちもある人もいるし、どっちもない人もいるし、あとトランスジェンダーみたいな人もいるから、別にそこくっきりしなくていいじゃんっていう声がまあ高まっているっていう感じ。
What sort of、consequences or like what do you think will happen as a result of this trend of what would you call it, degenderification? Like it's things aren't becoming like gender roles or expectations for people being one gender or another、
yeah.
are certainly being diluted.
なんかそのまあ一般的に言われる男女の性差みたいのはまああると思うんだけど、それ全く同じとかじゃないから絶対。ただその男だからこう、女だからこうっていうよりかも個人の方が強いじゃんやっぱ。
Mm.
だそういう意味で考えると種類がありすぎちゃって、その男女とかで二つに分けれないっていうかさ。So I like this.
Well, certainly there are a lot of different kinds of sexuality, but、what I guess you would consider, I mean, you could call it the norm, but the vast majority of people are, you know, still very much traditionally oriented gender-wise.
Right.
Like the vast majority of the population.
Right.
So this trend of sort of、 diluting these gender roles or gender expectations, if you extend that out into the future, you know, what are the consequences of that, let's say, 50 years from now? Do you know what I'm saying?
逆に what do you think could be the consequences?
I don't know. I think the biological differences in gender will be overcome by technology in that same time frame. So as the culture starts to distinguish between genders less and less, I think our bodies will actually meet that in the future.
そうだよね。なんかその昔はね、例えば男性の方が筋肉がつきやすいから強い人って言ったら、まあ男性が集まって狩りに行くみたいなさ、その差が結構はっきりしてたと思うんだけど、時代が進むにつれてあんまりね、そのテクノロジーもあるし、そういうことじゃないもんね。車とかも別に男女関係なく動かせるし、2トン の, あの鉄の塊を。だからそう考えていくと、特に子供はね、なんかそうやって大人がいろいろ植え付けちゃうことによって変なプレジュディスとかができちゃうともったいないから。
Yeah, the original biological advantages of being male have been replaced by technology in many ways. And I think the actual physiological biological differences between male and female may also be replaced bySechnology at some point in the future.
なんか人によってはさ、そのストレートとかゲイとかも別に将来的にはき、なんていうの、自分で分かってなくてもいいっていうか、その今って私はストレートですとか私はゲイですって、このなんていうの、分かっ、なんていうの、表明してるけど、別になんていうの、ある人生の中である一点でそれ、あ、違ったなって気づくかもしれないし、どっちもだなっていう人もいるし、別にどうでもよくないみたいな傾向があるよね。
So what are the implications for sexuality? With, you know, sexuality obviously is largely gender-based. We have urges that are very primitive in nature. Will those remain intact, you think?
I don't know. なんか最近記事で出てたよね。誰か科学者の人がさ、イギリスかどっかの、なんかあと50年だか100年だかでもうロボットとセックスするのも普通になるし、その人間同士のセックスっていうのがもうプリミティブなものとして扱われる時代が来るんじゃないかみたいな。
But having sex with a robot is, do you call that sex? You know, what sex is will have to change.
Right, right. Well, I mean, it's just already, the wording, I guess.
You know, sex has already changed. People are wearing condoms, and then, you know, have sex, and it's like, well, you went out of your way to prevent reproduction. This is already like a, you know, there are no fruits of your labor.
そうなんだよ。そう、コンドーム業界について考えると不思議な気持ちになるよね。そういう意味では。It's like, wow, we put so much effort to have sex, みたいな。
There's an industry for it. Tricking your body into thinking that you've satisfied this biological urge, right?
Is it tricking?
It's a trick. Because the whole purpose was to deposit the semen in partner.
Well, not necessarily, because if you look at dolphins, なんていうの、reproduction、繁殖のためだけじゃなくて、快楽のためにセックスしたり、マスターベーションしたりっていう動物がいるわけじゃん。で、それは人間も同じで、だから、I don't know if you can call it tricking, because...
Well, if you look at the other, you know, almost 100% of animals... and not dolphins. The origins of this is, you know, it's for the purpose of reproduction. It is a trick. You know, dolphins take drugs and do weird things. They're not a good example of where that comes from.
But for example, I think some primates, like gorillas, like some なんかその猿系のどっか species もその例えば女同士でなんかやったりとかがあるわけじゃん。
But we do that too, and we're also animals. So just because an exception exists doesn't really, you know what I'm saying?
Like, but how can you say that it's an exception? It's just variations, right? So I'm not, I don't know if one thing is the mainstream, like, correct, or I wouldn't say correct.
Well, if you don't wear a condom and you deposit semen in a mate, the odds of reproduction are much, much higher than if you wear a condom. You know, having sex is for the purpose of reproduction. And it is, it is a biological trick. You're tricking your body into thinking that the reason why you have that urge is to reproduce. The behavior itself is more complex than that. But the origins of the urge to have sex are for reproductive purposes, for sure.
Right. I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's. I haven't really thought about this, but. でも、どうなんだろう?
How much of this do you think is marketing? How much do you, you know, like a the business savviness of companies? Obviously, this is a very good move for Target from a business standpoint, I think. And companies that don't make these moves are going to be stuck in this game of catch up.
Right? I would think that it's still risky for them to do this because when I was doing some research on this, 結構やっぱり批判してる人も多い、そのコンサーバティブな人とか大量にいるわけで、アメリカにも。だから、もうこんなことするんだったらターゲットに行かないみたいなことを言ってる人たちも、まあいるわけよ。だから、まあビジネスとしては、最初の大きな大手のこういうスーパーになるっていうことには、まあ、リスクはあると思うけど、長い目、本当の長い目で見たら、まあ、先にやっちゃった方がいいと思うけど。次、テルアビブ大学の研究で世界で初めて人が睡眠中の脳細胞の働きをモニターすることに成功しました。睡眠中に目が動く現象はこれまでも広く知られていましたが、今回の研究で目が動くときに見ている夢のシーンが変わっている可能性が高いことが分かりました。研究は転換の発作をモニターするために脳に電極を埋め込んだ19人の患者の協力のもと行われました。夢を見ているときは直接視野に関連する神経細胞ではなく、何かを思い浮かべたり何かを連想したときに活発になる神経細胞が働いていました。そしてそれはレム睡眠中に目が動いた直後に顕著に活発になっていました。これまで目の動きは夢の視覚効果と関連していると思われていましたが、今回の研究が正しければ胎児や生まれつき目が見えない人もレム睡眠中に目が動くことの説明がつきます。
For the first time, researchers at Tel Aviv University were able to monitor the activity of brain cells during sleepWhile until now, we have understood that a person's eyes move during the REM stage of sleep, now researchers believe that it is very likely that the eye movement correlates to scene changes during dream states. The researchers found that REM sleep eye movement is connected not to the nerves related to sight, but rather nervous connections related to recall and association. If the researchers' findings are correct, it would explain the eye movement of an unborn child or congenitally blind people during REM sleep.
Yeah.なんか猫もさ、寝てるとき目が動いてんだよね。だから夢見てんだよね、きっと。
Yeah.
面白いよね。そもそも脳に電極を埋め込むっていうのもすごいけどさ、だからこの人たちが協力してくれて本当に良かったみたいなことをその研究の人も言ってたけど。
Yeah, it's strange that we don't know more about dream and
ね、
dream states.
Yeah.なんかそのこの発表を見た他の大学の教授のなんかクォートで、そのこのレム睡眠っていうのは、まあ、分かりやすく言うとスクリーンセーバー状態、そのレム睡眠じゃない睡眠はもう本当にコンピューターをシャットダウンしてもう切れてる状態だけど、レム睡眠っていうのはスクリーンセーバーみたいな感じだから、ちょっと触れば起きるみたいな、もう結構起きてる状態に近いで、この研究でさらにそれが証明されたみたいなこと言ってた。
Is this screensaver comparison something that they were saying?
They as in
the researchers?
No, the professor who saw this 結果
Yeah.
said that about the wakefulness.
Ah, the wakefulness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
まあ、ただそのなんでそのこういう状態が人間に必要なのかというか、
うん、
なんでこれが起きるのかはもうまだ全然わかんないと言ってとは言ってたけど
We don't know why we dream and we don't know why we sleep
And we don't know why we have REM sleep We just I mean they don't know So obviously we won't know
And we'll explore the bottom of the ocean We'll send robots to Pluto
We try to go to Mars
We will investigate the atomic so, levels of things But when it comes to something as something
dreams.
That we do 8 hours a day We have no idea
So そうなんだよ。だからすごい難しいんだろうね。夢って。
And we don't really understand why we remember some dreams and we don't remember other dreams.
Yeah.
We know that certain chemicals can influence how well we remember dreams. Mm. Like acetylcholine
okay.
will help you remember dreams.
Hmm.
And so if you eat like 4 eggs before you go to bed, you're much more likely to remember dreams.
あとなんか人にもよるよね。なんかしょっちゅう夢見たって言ってる人と全然夢見ないって言ってる人、その本当に見てないのか覚えてないだけなのか、
But between people have different diets, different lifestyles, people consume different chemicals, caffeine influences your dreaming. People who smoke cigarettes, nicotine contributes to your ability to remember dreams. However, it also makes you have nightmares.
Right, right.
So people who smoke cigarettes are much more likely to have nightmares, restless leg syndrome, something called bruxism, where you like grind your teeth together while you're sleeping.
Ah, right, right.
Sleep apnea. There's a bunch of disorders. Around sleep too.
Hmm.
Like people have so many problems with sleep.
そうだよね。
It's like what, you know, how hard should the bed be? This pillow sucks.
Yeah.歯ぎしりみたいなのは私もやってるらしくて、歯医者に行くと、まあ自分ではさもちろん気づいてないんだけど、彼氏とかあの歯医者とかに行くと、あ歯ぎしり多分してますねって言われて、でもさ、ね、寝てる間にやっちゃってるからさ、自分で意識してもしょうがないというか。だからまあできることとしたらあのリテイナーみたいなはめて寝ることによってまあ歯をちょっとでも保護するみたいなしかできないらしいんだけどさ。
That's weird. The jaw muscle activity when you're sleeping. It's like not just your eyes. You know, maybe when you're dreaming, you're not only looking around, but you're eating things or you're talking to people or you know some sort of signal is getting out.You know, there's some signal being sent to those muscles that kind of shouldn't. It's like leaking out almost.
Yeah. しかもさ、そのこれなんていうの、起きてる時にその何かを連想したり思い出したり思い浮かべたりしたりする時の神経っていうことじゃん。でもさ、起きてる時さ、レム睡眠の時みたいに目をさ、そんな早く左右に動かしたりしないじゃん、人間って。だから要はその目を動かさなくてもその神経細胞は働いてるってことじゃん。多分だからなんで寝てる時だけさあんな風に目が動いちゃうんだろうね不思議じゃない
Well, because I think time is very strange when you're sleeping so things can happen very quickly like your perception of time is different when you're sleeping I think so what might because sometimes you fall asleep you never have it where you fall asleep for like 10 minutesBut your dream was 8 hours long.
Right, right, right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So your eyes are moving around really fast, but it could just be a film and fast forward. Events can happen at whatever speed that your brain will allow them to happen at because they're not under the constraints of physics as we are here in the normal space-time realm.
でもこの研究が言ってるのはさ、その視覚じゃないわけだから。なんていうの、そのシーンをこう見て目が動いてるっていうわけじゃないっていうことじゃん。つまり、だからそれだと違くない？ちょっと、I don't know.
Well,
I mean, I guess we both have no idea, but なんか不思議だよね。
I want there to be like, if someone could come up with a pill, and you take this pill, and then it would allow you to remember your dreams, I think that would be very, very interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would be good or bad, but it would be interesting.
It's, I don't know. It's probably bad for me personally, because I have a lot of nightmares.
But maybe you only remember your nightmares because they shock you.
Right. But
if you could remember all your dreams, maybe all the rainbows and unicorns would bubble to the surface.
But then at the same time, all the nightmares that I'm glad I don't really remember in details would stay in my head, right? With this pill. So
do you know when you're going to have a nightmare? Do you have a sense? Like before you fall asleep, do you kind of have this sense like, or like the morning after, it's like, I kind of knew I was going to have a nightmare.
ほとんどのケースではないんだけど、そのたまにすごい血が出るドキュメンタリーとか、その遺体の写真が写ったりとか、そういうのを長時間見て、そのことをずっと考えたりとかしてると、夜に、あ、今でも寝たらなんか変な夢見そうかなって思う時あるけど、でもそういう時に限って全然夢見なかったりするからなんとも事前に分かったことはないかもしれない。
What is your thinking like? What is your thinking like as you're falling asleep? Like as you're drifting off? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
I feel like it's different.
What are you thinking when you're falling asleep?
I'm not sure, but I just know that there's this weird stage in between awake and asleep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where you're kind of in and out. You don't.
もうなんかまどろんでる状態みたいなね。もう、ああ、もう寝るな、
and you're thinking a lot, I feel like.
What?
In that state.
I'm not.
But it's kind of disconnected. It's kind of random.
なんか妄想。
And sometimes you'll just remember something really important and you'll get up and have to like write something down or...
だから私それをやって不眠症になったのね。だからそれでもう何 lessons learned っていう感じで、もう何にも考えないようにしてるの、あえて寝ようと思ってベッドに入ったら、もうなるべく頭を真っ白にしてするか、考えるとしてももう妄想、なんか妄想してると結構すぐ寝れたりとか、まあだからいろいろ考えちゃったり、そう思い出したりとか、なんかのアイディアとかが浮かんじゃうとさ、もう起きて携帯にメモしとかないととかなるじゃん。そうするとね、もう不眠症まっしぐらだったから。
I feel like my best thinking happens right as I'm falling asleep, right when I wake up, and in the shower. Those three places.
Right when you wake up?
Yeah, sometimes right when I wake up, I have a crazy idea, and I like have to go write it down. It's like I wake up, and it's like I'm holding a fish and it's just like squirming and super slippery.
Yeah.
I'm like trying to get like a pen out before it disappears. Because when you wake up, it's like everything is so like hard to remember.
それはでも夢の内容に関連してるってこと？それとも
Yes, usually it's influenced by my dream.
Okay, that makes sense.
But I wake up with a conclusion.
Huh. そんなプラクティカルな夢見てんだ。
Well, no, it's very rare, but it happens.
Okay.
It happens, and so. Like,
私一回もない。なんか無意味っていうか、ただのフィクションみたいな夢しか見たことないな。次、Facebook の調査で笑っていることを文字で示す LOL がもうあまり使われていないことが分かりました。Facebook への投稿とコメントで使われている笑いを示す表現のうち、1位は 51% で haha。2位は 33% で顔文字の使用、3位は 13% でヒーヒー、そして LOL はわずか 1.9% でした。傾向で見るとアメリカ南部の州では LOL を使い、中西部では絵文字、西海岸では母やヒーヒーを使っていました。
According to new research by Facebook on online behaviorLOL as a way to express laughter or amusement has seen a significant decline in use in recent years. Among comments on Facebook expressing laughter or amusement, haha has become the most popular expression, being used 51% of the time. Emojis came in second with 33%, Hehe was in third with 13%, and LOL came in fourth with a low 1.9% frequency. Geographically, the southern U.S. had a greater preference for LOL, while the Midwest preferred emojis, and the West Coast users preferring haha or hehe.
So you call it hehe, not hehe.
It came out hehe. Because there's the one I see a lot is H-E-H, which is just heh.
Right.
But heh is like what LOL really means. Do you know what I mean? Because LOL, first LOL was all capitals. Because there's this concept in English of capitals versus lowercase, and it's very different.
Right.
So LOL in all capitals, because it is an acronym, laugh out loud, became LOL, which some people started reading as LOL.
Oh, God.
Which made the whole thing sort of in poor taste.
Okay.
And then people would just write LOL, and the lowercase LOL is kind of like you didn't even bother to capitalize it. It's like you didn't laugh. So if someone sends you something that's supposed to be funny,
yeah,
and you reply with LOL, what LOL means is like, heh, like that's not actually that
right,
funny.
Right.
So because the meaning has changed, the extent to which it's being used has also changed.
Right. It's cuter than hey hey, because I don't know.
I don't know which one. I never ever write.
でもこれ多分人に、でも全然人によるんだよね。多分その今マイケルが言ったみたいに、なんていうのそのサーカスティックな時とか、なんか別にそんな笑わない時に LOL 使う。な私もそれもそうなんだけど、なんかさ普通の笑いみたいな意味で使ってる人ももちろんいると思うし、何にでもヒーヒーの人もいるじゃん。
It also depends on how much you extend it. So if you write LOLOLOLOLOL, then you're laughing a lot and you're also like 15 years old and or younger.
とかさ、うちらがすごい若い時、10代の時さ、LOL ずなんか Z 後につけたりとかさ。
Oh, lol.
Yeah. とか、まあ。私多分ほとんどハハだな普段使うのは、ほぼ全部ハハ、たまにヒーヒーだけどそれがヘイヘイなんだったら I wouldn't use it.
But ハハ is kind of becoming like LOL.
そうだね。
So people are writing ハハハ and ハハ like three ha's in a row is genuine laughter. This is funny.
Or more like ハハハハハ。
But it's like the weirdHow many ha's do you add?
そうだね。そうで、一応この Facebook の調査では、その母がいっぱい連なってる場合も、まあ母を使ってる人とみなしてるって書いてあった。一応ね。で、50何パーセントぐらいの、まあ半数ちょっと以上の人が、あの一つこの中から一つをまあ主に使用してる。で、残りの 20% ぐらいかなの人が、あの二つ。使ってるらしいよ主に、だからそので、あの女性の方が顔文字を使う比率は高いみたいな書いてあったけど、この州によ州っていうかさ南部とか
何 It's, a lot of this is just some sort of a social weird social dynamics.
Yeah.
For example, in I feel like here in Japan, if you use W. Some people don't like that.
Yeah.
Or if you use warai, whether you use warai with kakko or not.
Yeah, yeah. とかなんかカタカナで笑とかさだったらすごいギャルっぽいとか。
笑小さいつ。
Yeah, yeah, yeah. とかあとあれだよねあのブラジルとかもこういうのがあって、なんか RS っていう。
RS.
RS is.Is like, なんか笑うっていう動詞を短くしたもの、動詞か名詞かどっちも同じだと思うけど、 それを RS 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 っていっぱい書くことによって、まあ、ははみたいな感じでより笑ってるみたいなとか K なんかケケケケって笑ってるっていうみたいな感じで K をいっぱいつけるみたいな。
It seems like there's people who are kind of, you know, I'm a sensible person. I'm mature. I'm not gonna write the W. I'm not gonna do the LOLOL. You know what I mean? Like there's an identity thing involved too.
Yeah.
But then there's people that are just reckless. And they will just,
そうだね、
they don't care what anyone thinks,
そうだね、
and they will continuously make new words、
うん、
and just pollute the internet with their, their LOLs and、
ね、
LMFAOs and all
the... LMFAO とかもう見ないよね、あんまり。一時期に比べると。
ROFL is dead.I feel like.
あ、そうだね。
ROFL。
だって大げさすぎるよ。
Rolling on the floor laughing.
became, it's so intense.
It became a mainstream expression.
そうね。一時期確かにすごい見たけど、なんか大げさすぎて恥ずかしいよね。絶対だってさ、yeah. 打ってる時さ、なんか床転がってないじゃん、絶対。
they made vehicles out of all of these things. So, what was it? The、LOL...became like roller coaster like、
What?
there's like a roller coaster、
ah.
with like LOL above、oh. I don't know it became like a weird、okay. meme thing、
ah, okay.
and ROFL the roffle、
yeah.
I don't know how you say it、
yeah.
There's a roffle copter it's、mm-hmm. like a helicopter I forget what the image looks like butI don't know. I feel like those memes kind of helped bring those down.
そうね。
You know what I mean?
あとなんかどこまで文章をそうやって短くアルファベットにするのかっていうさ。なんか私とかは英語で、まあ、ニュース読んだりとかさ、まあ、映画見たり本読んだりとかするけど、例えば Reddit とかでしか見ない。なんか In my honest opinion とかも全部さ頭文字だけになってるじゃん。
IMHO.Or IMO.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. とかってあんまりそういうフォーラムとかでしか見ない。
People will say IMO in person.
What? Oh God.
I've heard someone say IMO in person.
Oh God.
I don't know if people generally say it, but I've heard someone say that.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Or oh, really popular. One of the most recent ones. It's only the Generation Y kids that are saying this. Is IKR.
IKR.
You don't know this one, do you?
No.
IKR means I know, right?
Oh my god, もうそれぐらい言えや。
But that's the.
だからチョベリバーみたいなことだよね。要は。
What's that?
チョベリバーってさ、もう私が中学生ぐらいの時かな、超ベリーバット。もうこれ超チョベリバー、なんか最悪みたいなことかなだから。
うん。
多分今の若い子に聞いたら知らないんじゃないかな。
はい。
だから最悪って言えばいいじゃんみたいな感じだけどあえて短くする。
So no one's saying that anymore.
No, God, no.
But people still say like saboru and stuff, right? No.
Yeah.
Like that's, but doesn't that come from sabotage?
I think so.
So it's kind of a recent term, yeah.
Yeah, but that's different from like, oh, this is only what 女子高生 says, you know.、Mm. I think so. Like, and not as, なんて言えばいいのね、like.チョベリバみたいな感じではないからじゃん。
huh.
え、でもその I know, right? その IKR は口で言うってことなんだっけ？それとも書くってこと？
No, they write IKR.
Ah, okay.
It's one of the new ones. There's a bunch of new ones that I don't really.
まあだから電話とかしないからね。多分今の若い子はさ、Twitter で文字が制限されてたりとか、LINE みたいなこうチャットでもう早く返事しないとさ、会話にならないというかさ。
And people are connecting with more people. So people are chatting with many different people、
yeah.
at the same time.
そうね。で、まあ、何、その中でそういうルールがみんなの中に浸透してれば別に頭文字だけでも伝わるからね。なんか昔そんなにいっぱいなかったよね。だって、まあ、by the way とかさ、
AFK、
be right back とか。
AFK is dead too.
でも今 AF はすごい見る。
What's AF?
As fuck Like なんとか AF って書いてあって
Yeah Well AFK means away from keyboard
古いね。
away from keyboard doesn't mean I can't talk to you.
そうだよね。
Right? So that one's dead.
そうだね。もう今時代が違うもんね。次。
Astronomers have discovered a structure within our universe measuring 5 billion light years across. This is about 1/9 the size of the entire observable universe. Lead author on the paper, Lajos Balaz, stated the following regarding the finding. If we are right, this structure contradicts the current models of the universe. It was a huge surprise to find something this big, and we still don't quite understand how it came to exist at all. The massive structure is a cluster of 9 gravitationally bound massive galaxies. The structure was found following a discovery of 9 gamma ray bursts, each around 7 billion light years away. The size of the structure contradicts our current understanding of the cosmos, with the theoretical limit of such structures having been calculated as being 1.2 billion light years across.
天文学者のチームが宇宙の50億光年先に現在観測可能な宇宙空間の9分の1の大きさにもなる銀河系の集団を発見しました。研究を率いた、How did you call his name again?
Oh, Lajos Balaz?
氏は以下のように述べています。もしこれが正しければ、現在私たちが理解している宇宙のモデルと矛盾が生じます。ここまで大きなものを見つけて大変驚きました。どうやってこんなものができたのかまだよくわかりません。今回見つけたのは重力で引き寄せ合う9個の銀河系の集団で70億光年先に9個のガンマ線バーストが確認されたことがきっかけとなり発見されました。これまでこのような巨大な銀河系集団が12億光年先以上に存在することは理論上ないとされてきたため、これまでの人類の理解を覆す可能性があります。9分の1っていうとかなりの大きさだよね。
Yeah. Yeah.
なんか大きさっていう言葉を使うのもおかしくなっちゃうぐらいの大きさだよね。
Yeah, it's the largest thing. Or the largest structure. Whether or not a structure is a thing, I guess structure is organization.
Right.
But I guess everything is...
結構ぼんやりしてる。
everything is organization. So it is the largest thing.
Right. Right? Yeah.
And I'm not sure how they came up with the calculation of this theoretical limit of 1.2 billion light years, but it's based on ideas like the Big Bang, second law of thermodynamics, and the way that they came to this conclusion is with the detection of these gamma ray bursts. And it's we can't actually see this thing clearly. But gamma ray bursts typically indicate the presence of a galaxy.
Okay.
As far as our understanding goes.
でもこのガンマバーストはどうやって見つけたの？じゃあ。
We have ways of detecting them, just okay. sensors. I don't know. I don't know exactly.
70億光年先にのものも見つけれるんだ。
Yeah. Well.7 billion years late, but yeah, we can. So we're talking about, when we talk about this stuff, we're talking about something that happened so long. It's weird because with space, yeah. we talk about, hey, we've discovered this thing.
でもまだ、and まだあるか分かんないんだよね。
Oh, we have no idea.
もうないかもしれない。
But there's nothing we can ever really do about that.
そうだよね。
So we just assume that it's still there. You know,
I mean, at least once it was there, ということだよね。 Like that they know, right?
Even that they don't know for sure. It's it's probability math at this point. But in all likelihood, there is this structure there, as indicated by our detection of the gamma ray bursts. Yeah.
There has been, ということ。
Yeah, yeah. Well, we detected it now, and like everything else, the light took a long time to get here.
宇宙人、宇宙人、宇宙人絶対いてほしいな、そこに。しかも超変な見た目のやつね。
Well, they will be.
なんかでっかいザリガニみたいなさ。It's kind of like, what was that movie? District 9?
Yeah.
みたいな。Yeah. なんかあんぐらいのなんかでかいやつ。
Were they that? They weren't that big.
They were like a little bigger than humans.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
About the human size. It's,
there, if we find something, it's going to be the odds of it being anywhere near like a size that makes sense to us. It just seems really unlikely to me. Like dinosaurs were on the exact same planet that we're on now, and think about how large they were.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Brachiosaurus or whatever. On this planet, same gravity. Similar atmosphere, similar plant life, you know, same metabolic basis for life, and they were that large, you know. If we find aliens, they could easily be, I don't know, 500 times larger, 1,000 times larger, or very, very small. I don't know. We have no idea.
Nah.
No idea. But this is interesting because it has to do with where things came from.
Mm.
You know, it could shed some light onto the Big Bang or some of the events immediately after the Big Bang.
Right. 次?
次. According to a new study published in the Journal of Archaeological Science, a 9,000-year-old monolith has been found at the bottom of the Mediterranean Sea. Under 40 meters of water, researchers believe the area was submerged with the retreat of the last ice age. The limestone was cut and extracted as a single piece and possibly erected. It is estimated to weigh about 13,600 kilograms. The researchers have found three similarly sized holes in its base, the purpose of which remains unclear. The discovery is expanding our view on the technological development achieved by these Mesolithic inhabitants.
学会誌の発表によると、地中海の海底40メートル地点で9000年前のモノリスが発見されました。氷河期の終わりとともにこの領域が露出したと考えられています。このモノリスは石灰岩を削り出して作られており、地面に垂直に建てられていたと考えられています。重さは約13,600kgです。基板部分に3つの穴が開いていますが、目的は不明です。中石器時代の人類が持っていた技術力が、これまで考えられていたレベルを上回っていた可能性があります。何に使ってたんだろうね。
Well, that's the same question we have about all of this, these old structures.
この穴が開いて、なんか、did you see a picture?
No, I haven't seen. Well, I didn't see a picture of the holes. There may be one online, but I haven't seen it.
なんかどんぐらいの大きさなんだろうね。ていうかそもそもさ、13,600kgってすごくない?
Yeah, it's a big rock.
めっちゃ重いよね。
Yeah.
Do you know the 大きさ? Like height and everything?
I don't know how tall it is, but it's pretty tall. Yeah. I mean, it's much larger than a person.
Right, right.
I
だって1万キログラムだもんね。なんかやっぱこういう不思議が多いよね。
Yeah,
なんかこの本当にいつも言うけどさ、うちらの教科書の時の石器時代の人の絵ってさ、本当にもうなんか原始人みたいだったじゃん。なんか槍持ってるみたいなさ。
Well, we haven't really looked at the bottom of the ocean that much, like carefully. We have really crude maps of the ocean floor, but you know they don't have the resolution to find objects like this.
So they haven't made like a Google map of like sea floor.
Well, they have,
like
but
that.
It's very difficult to determine whether or not something, you know, something this old is going to have suffered erosion and there's like barnacles on it maybe, and I don't know, coral. There's a bunch of, you know, the ocean is a very tumultuous place. So even the structures off Yonaguni, they still don't know if these are man-made or if they are natural.
Mm.
The fact that it's so unclear kind of makes me think that it's natural. But then on the other hand, they found weird tools and stuff out there. And, you know, it's like the Göbekli Tepe thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, they weren't sure what it was for so long. Because we don't... Right. We don't know what to look for exactly.
そうだよね。しかもなんか今の常識とさ、その時の常識というかさ、ライフスタイルも違ったりするだろうし、見ただけじゃ分かんないよね。
Yeah, and we can't logically reason to like what they were doing because it's like, you know, the question is, what were they using this for? But it's just a rock that they kind of stood upright like.Or we don't even know if they did that. There's no way for us to really tell. But this particular rock is broken in half.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they found both. Like half
of them. The pieces are right next to each other. So they think maybe if it fell over, it might have broken in half when it fell. But we don't know that either.
Right.
Yeah.
わからないことだらけっていう感じですね。
What's really interesting is they have all these drones with special cameras that are flying over forests in like Brazil, like all over South America. They're starting to do this.
Okay.
Because drone technology has become so much more affordable. As have optics and cameras and stuff. So they are.Flying these drones over all these forests and finding new structures that we didn't know about. Because
Indiana Jones の世界だよね、もはや。
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, let's go find undiscovered city.
They keep finding like weird little pyramids and stuff.
だってなんかさ、インドとかだっけ、なんか世界の場所によってはさ、全然未開の部族が住んでるとこがあってさ、危ないから政府がこうメディアとか誰も入っちゃいけませんみたいなとこあるじゃん。なんかヘリコプターとかでも近づいたら槍投げてくるみたいなさ、だからそういうところに行くとさ、またそういうなんかその人たちが代々ずっとそこに住んできたとするとさ、なんていうの、そういう人たちって本当は話せたりすればいろいろわかるかもしれないけど、まあほっといた方がいいじゃん多分。なんか病気とか持ち込んじゃったりしても嫌だしさ。But
it's
interesting.
The ones that are much harder to find are the ones where there's nobody left, and some other people wipe those guys out and built a little village on top of some ancient city.
Yeah.
You know, situations like that. What's really weird to me is just how many pyramids there are in the world. There's just thousands everywhere. You think pyramid Egypt, right?
Yeah.
But there's...more than 300 pyramids in mainland China. There's pyramids all over Asia. There's pyramids all over South America. There's pyramids everywhere. And they all have this similar structure. And we don't really know what they're for. And they're all over the place.
Ancient aliens.
The aliens said it?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. 次。China, Russia, and the United States are testing controversial new space warfare technologies despite denial of such work, potentially putting us on course for a space-based conflict. A series of recent events, including possible anti-satellite weapons testing by China and Russia and the recent failure of UN negotiations to reach an agreement on a code of conduct for space-faring nations, is putting any potential diplomatic solutions on hold.Satellites can be disabled quite easily. A destabilization of orbit, damage to antennas, or obscuring of its sensory equipment could all render a satellite non-functional. Additionally, lasers, radio waves, and microwaves can all interfere with a satellite's ability to securely transmit data. In response to these threats, the U.S. government has dedicated at least $5 billion to the enhancement of the U.S. military space program, both offensively and defensively.
中国、ロシア、アメリカは宇宙空間での軍事技術に関して公式には否認しつつテストを進めており、結果として将来的に宇宙での紛争が起きるのではと懸念が高まっています。中国とロシアが最近衛星の活動を妨害する武器のテストを行ったほか、国連が交渉を進めていた宇宙開発を進める国々の間で倫理規範を取り決める協議も決裂したままになっています。衛星の軌道を遮ったり、アンテナを破壊したり、センサーを壊すなど衛星の機能をシャットダウンするのは難しいことではありません。またレーザーや電波、電磁波を使って衛星通信を妨害することも理論上可能です。こうした可能性を受け、アメリカ政府は自国の宇宙での軍事力を拡大すべく少なくとも50億ドルの予算を割いています。もうどこでも同じことだよね、要は、
うん、
なんかその誰かが核持ったからもうみんな持たないと怖いみたいな。だから今宇宙は誰も何も持ってないけど、も誰かが持ち始めると、はあ、みんな持たないとって言って、
うん、
みんなが持つっていう。
Well, it's really difficult for any of these countries to reach an agreement on any code of conduct for space activity, because you set some restriction, and then the U.S. is thinking like, well, you guys can't even do that stuff.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we're the only ones being restricted here.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's that angle to it.
でも that sense of unfairness なんかちょっと意味わかんないけど、ね、子供みたいじゃん、ずるいみたいな。
But why would they agree to it?
I guess.
You know what I mean? It's just like other countries are like, oh, the U.S. can't do this. Is what it ends up being. Even though, I mean, it applies to all the countries.
Yeah. In the end, if no one can do it, then that's fair, right? It doesn't matter if you want to do it or not.Or if you are capable or not.
And then it's, you know, how much can you really enforce this stuff? Because all of the things that are going on in relation to space warfare is highly classified anyways.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, well, you already don't know what we're doing. So how are we all going to, like, police each other on this or call anyone out? It's super secret.
Hmm.
Yeah, so this all sort of started after World War II. The Cold War was largely about this, with Sputnik and the first person in space and landing on the moon. And then American testing of nuclear weapons in space. Some people don't know this, but the United States...decided it would be a good idea to launch nuclear bombs into space and detonate them.
God.
And people actually watched the nuclear explosion from Honolulu.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was called Starfish Prime. I think that's what that one was called. But they did 5 of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
もうだからそれ宇宙ゴミとかもさ、今問題になってどうやって回収するかとかを一生懸命みんな考えてるわけじゃん。
Yeah.
そのだからみんながそうやって好き勝手やるからさ、後々他の人が大変になるじゃんね。
Mm.
It's like, yeah, let's do this.
Well, yeah, I don't think that much debris was produced by the nuclear testing, but one thing that's interesting is that 1/6of all the garbage, all of the trash in orbit around Earth, was produced by a single test, a single anti-satellite test done in 2007 by China.
Wow.
China was like...
Thank you, China.
China was like... Well, the other 5/6 is probably the United States.
Yeah.
And Russia, but...This single anti-satellite test in 2007 produced an enormous amount of debris.
だからそろそろそのさ、宇宙とか地球とかをこう自分のさも自分の持ち物であるかのようにさ、自分の庭であるかのようにさ、ちょっとなんかやってみたりするのやめようよと思うよね。なんかさ、それによって地球全体が迷惑を被ることもあるわけじゃん。
Well,
でそれ責任取れないじゃん誰も。
Fortunately, the atmosphere incinerates almost all of the debris that falls to
right.
Earth. But
I mean, like, when we think about space exploration and stuff, then now, like, all these people who are making, you know, rockets and stuff have to take this into account, right?
Yeah, but, you know, you're just slowing down the U.S., I guess, mostly. Because the anti-satellite missile test doesn't have anything to do with space exploration. It's a military...
Yeah, so it's worse.
Yeah, it is worse. Yeah.
It's worse.
But those sorts of tests have been done by these countries for a while. And in 1985, the U.S. Air Force shot down a satellite using an F-15, a fighter jet. They just took the fighter jet and they just flew up and fired a anti-satellite missile from a regular fighter jet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And it worked?
And it worked. So normal fighter aircraft, when equipped with the right missile, can just fly really high and shoot a missile off and hit satellites, potentially. Mm. Yeah. And even worse are the... probably the most important satellites we have are geostationary orbit satellites. And they're at a distance of 35,000 kilometers or greater. And because they're geostationary, they're not moving.
Ah, okay.
So
easy target.
Super easy to shoot.
Yeah. So-ka.
So what's happened is sort of the deterrent situation where if Russia shoots down a U.S. geostationary satellite, then the U.S. will just shoot down the Russian ones, and then both countries suffer. A serious hit to their national security.
Right.
Not just against each other, but other countries as well. So that's kind of prevented them from doing anything like this.
Oh, God. 終わりがないよね。こういうディフェンスの話になるとさ。It's like, everyone's like, ah, 怖い怖い。We need this, we need that, and it gets crazy.
And there's something called kinetic weapons.
Okay.
So there's this idea that you can just drop stuff from space.
Of course.
So one potential weapon, like, you don't need explosives, you don't need anything.
Yeah.
You just have like a...
Like ロシアの隕石落ちた時みたいな状態ってことでしょ?
Yeah, not something that large, and something that would be designed to reach terminal velocity right before impact.
Okay.
So it's designed to have the largest impact possible. And it would just be a matter of shaping it a certain way aerodynamically and having a certain density. And then you just drop it from space. And it'll fall and just obliterate whatever it lands on.
Right.
Just by having mass.
まあだから何でもやろうと思えばね、お金さえあればさ、できるじゃん。So, そういうシナリオをさ、何万個と考えたところでさ。
Well, that's a cheap way to
right.
use space for
right.
warfare, I think.
Right.
Not as cheap as conventional warfare, but it would be very, very difficult. Like, if someone wanted to drop a pachinko ball, I mean, that's probably not large enough, but some sort of object, an Acme anvil, if you wanted to drop an anvil from space and you dropped it onto some important government building, there's not a whole lot they can do.
Yeah.
You know? It would be moving so fast.And have so much momentum and it's moving straight down that it's how do you deflect it? You know?
Yeah. まあね。まあ可能性としてってことでしょ。まあキリがない気もするけどね。It's like, yeah, they could do this, they could do that. Like, we should defend ourselves. We should be able to fight back. Like, and where are we? all going, right? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, but practically, you know, these sorts of decisions have to be made, and this is a real issue, and it is a real angle for leverage.
面白いよね。だからその今さ、地球が危機に瀕しているみたいなことをずっと言ってるわけじゃん。もう、うん、今日とかも何、今までの歴史の中でそのいろんな生物の種類がここまでのスピードで絶滅、大量に絶滅しているっていうのは歴史の中でも珍しいぐらいの、もう絶滅期と呼んでもいいみたいな、
うん、
とかもうね、環境汚染でがもう進んじゃって病気の人とかも多いしとか言ってる中でさ、そのまだ人類が協力できないっていう、それでこの宇宙でのを使った戦争の話してるとかってさ、
yeah.
なんか it's so silly to me.
Well, it's because we can't get along, you know, that、yeah. this is a topic.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just mind blowing. Like,
but without this sort of friction or conflict or potential conflict, as an extension of the Cold War. This sort of thing is going to result in what I guess you could call progress.
Technological advancement and stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah, of course I get it. It's just, なんか今、何、ここまで環境が大変だって言ってるのに、なんかどこまで大変になれば協力できるのかっていう。It's like, are we gonna, we all move to Mars and we're still gonna be fighting, like,You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, China just released their plans to build to send something to the dark side of the moon, potentially for the purpose of beginning the construction of a moon base.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like base as in like military?
Or, no.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, potentially it could have military applications, but building any sort of
like
base,
research base みたいなこと?
Well, just a base on the moon.
Okay.
The purpose of it being that it's on the moon.
Right.
Yeah.
Right now we only have the flag.Up there,
do we
have something over there right now?
There's like a few things left on the moon. I think there's a car or two, the little moon.
Rover?
What do you call it? Buggy.
Okay.
Moon buggy. We have a thing up there that will reflect a laser back at us, and we have the base of the lunar landers are left there.
Okay. 一時期さ、人類は月に行ってないっていうさ、メッツめっちゃ流行ったよね。
yeah.
それをなんかさ、検証する番組とかめっちゃあったよね。
yeah, that's ridiculous.
懐かしい conspiracy theory.
But there are conspiracy theories that some of the Russian launches were faked.
Oh yeah.
As well.
まあ何でもあるよね。何にでも conspiracy theory はあるよね。
It was just like this one documentary came out on Fox that said the moon landings were a hoax, and then like since that one documentary, that whole movement just blew up.
And of course, it had to be
But
on Fox.
It was just based on nonsense. It was just people that don't understand astronomy, don't understand photography.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Hmm.okay. アプリ文字起こしのアプリが iPhone と Android で無料でダウンロードできますので、文字起こしのテキストを購入したい人はそこからお願いします。
Yep.
今月額240円でなんと全部のテキストが読み放題っていうやつやってますので、
yes.
使ってみてください。あと引き続きツイッター、フェイスブック、インスタグラムお願いします。
お願いします。
質問とかあればツイッターにお願いします。
Yep.
Amazon で T シャツ、イケデル T シャツ売ってますので、皆さんサポートよろしくお願いします。
That has a pyramid too.
そうね、ピラミッドも UFO もついてるよね。
Yep. 猫も。
そうです。終わり？
以上かな。
言うことないよね、別に。
Oh, I moved.
Yeah, Michael moved. Goodbye, Asagaya.
I still like Asagaya, though. I was there recently.
そうだよね。爆笑問題のベースの Asagaya だったんだけど。
We were really close. We were really close.
Yeah, ね。引っ越しちゃった。
But yeah.
はい。終わり。
以上です。
Bye.
Bye.